Always act from the outcome you want and not the emotion you are in. My father-in-law said this sentence to me many years ago, and I can't even remember the context. However, the wisdom and practicality of the sentence has stuck with me, and it will stick with me for the rest of my life. You'll see how this applies to many situations in life, not only when dealing with difficult people, but also in having difficult conversations or to get you going again when motivation is low. Let's get right into it. As every person who has been alive for more than 5 minutes knows, in times when we are in any kind of despair, the hardest thing to do is to remain calm and rational. So often we get stuck in the initial reaction that we feel and then take action from that state, which often leads to even worse results and consequences. We've all been there. Emotions run high, and in the heat of the moment, we say or do things that can backfire spectacularly. Maybe it's snapping at a loved one, or giving up on a goal because of a setback, or letting frustration cloud our judgment at work. By taking a moment to identify your desired outcome, you remove yourself from the murky soup of your emotions and you gain clarity and control. Instead of reacting, you ask yourself, what outcome do I want here? Is it a peaceful resolution to a conflict? Is it achieving a personal goal? Is it simply getting through a challenging situation with your head held high? By identifying your desired outcome, you can choose a course of action that moves you in the right direction. Now, let's look at three areas or examples where this approach works really well. First, when motivation is low. When motivation is low, focusing on the outcome you want instead of the emotion you are in can really help you to break through your state of inertia and put your mind into action mode. For example, we all have those mornings, more often than not, where the snooze button becomes our best friend, even though we hate always being rushed and late. At that moment, all we focus on is how tired we are and how we really just want to stay in bed for a few more minutes. We indulge in the negative feeling of having to leave our warm and comfy beds, and our thinking ends there. So what if instead of succumbing to the urge to stay under covers, you asked yourself, what outcome do I want? The answer is, I want a relaxed morning with enough time to enjoy my fresh cup of coffee, and I want a stress-free drive to work even if I hit all the red lights. As you start to focus on the outcome you want, you start to visualize that feeling of accomplishment, and then suddenly getting out of bed becomes the clear choice that moves you toward your desired outcome. And this counts for anything else where your emotion is keeping you from taking action. For example, exercising or saying no to that 70th piece of chocolate or starting the project that you have been dreading. Instead of getting stuck in, I'm not in the mood, I don't want to, I don't feel like it right now, you take your mind to the outcome you want and that feeling of success you will have once you do it. And that helps to draw you forward and helps you identify the next steps you need to take in order to get what you ultimately want. The second scenario, and this is really the one where I find this very helpful, is with difficult conversations. Now, emotionally charged conversations can be a minefield. We all know it, right? When you're really charged up, it's easy to say things you don't mean or escalate the situation beyond what it has to be. If, however, you focus on the desired outcome of the conversation, for example, coming up with a positive resolution or gaining a deeper understanding of the other person, or maybe just parting ways in a civil way, it completely changes your approach. How do you think would conversations with your partner or child or a difficult family member go differently if you didn't just act out of the emotion you felt in that moment, but rather stopped yourself and approached it with clarity of the goal in mind? By keeping the end goal in mind, you can choose your words carefully and navigate the conversation more productively. Maybe you need to express your feelings in a calm and assertive way. Or maybe you need to actively listen and try to see things from the other person's perspective. Whatever the desired outcome helps you choose the communication style that's most likely to get you the results that you want. Now, tying in with that is dealing with difficult people. Dealing with a rude customer service representative or a passive-aggressive colleague can really test your patience. And our natural instinct might be to fight fire with fire. So if all you want to do with that incompetent customer service agent is to introduce them to your impressive selection of curse words, but you manage to stop yourself for a moment to think about the outcome you'll get, you'll recognize that it will probably feel good in the moment to let off some steam, but it will get you nowhere closer to what you want to achieve. So staying polite and focused keeps the situation from derailing and increases your chances of getting a positive result. That little moment of pause where you consider the outcome you want allows you to make a decision and take an approach that will give you the results you want a lot faster. Remember, as annoying as it is, sometimes the best way to disarm a difficult person and to get the interaction over with as quickly as possible is with calmness and a bit of friendliness and assertiveness. This makes me think of something Chloe Madonis once said: sometimes you have to ask yourself, do I want to be right or do I want to be happy? I know this all sounds very good in theory, but you might be wondering how to handle it in situations when emotions run so high that clear thinking becomes difficult and almost impossible. I know that feeling too, trust me. Here's a simple trick I use to break out of emotional loops. Visualization of my brain areas. In that moment when I find myself swimming in my dense emotional soup, I imagine my brain activity shifting from the amygdala, that is the part of the brain responsible for fight or flight responses, to the prefrontal cortex, which is the area associated with logical thinking. So I actually tell myself, okay Mandy, this is a primal response we're having. Let's ask the sophisticated part of our brain for proper guidance. Now, this mental shift helps me to detach from the overwhelming emotions and approach the situation with a cooler head. So next time you are emotionally hijacked, give this visualization a go. Just say, okay, I'm moving from my primal to my rational brain now, and then think from that space. And you'll be surprised at what different answers you get from that. Now, just one last note. Being able to create space between feeling and reacting can be challenging. And especially in the beginning, it can be really hard to even just have that awareness. Also, we are complex beings with a lot of experiences from the past that can sometimes trigger emotions that are disproportionate to the situation and that we can't always rationalize. But for the most part, we can train ourselves to create space between impulse and reaction. And if in the beginning you don't get it right immediately, go back after the fact and evaluate how the situation would have been different if you had acted differently. And then you can ask yourself, if you had to be in that situation again in the future, how would you approach it then for a better result? I have found it really helpful to start like that because it trained my mind to think in different terms and to come up with different and more creative solutions and approaches to problems. And then over time, I found that it became easier for me to catch myself in the moment. In conclusion, acting from your desired outcome is a powerful tool that can be applied in countless situations. By taking a moment to identify what you truly want to achieve, you can make more conscious choices and navigate challenges more effectively. So the next time you are faced with a difficult situation or conversation or lack of motivation, remember this simple question: what outcome do I want? The answer might lead you to completely different choices, and it might just empower you to create a life that is more intentional, peaceful, and clear, which will lead to a higher quality and happier existence. Thank you for tuning in again today. I'm your host, Mandy. This is the Empower Yourself with MRG podcast. And if there are topics you are struggling with and would like a different perspective on, leave it in the comment section below and I'll be sure to answer with an episode whenever I feel I can add value to your situation or challenge. Other than that, have a beautiful rest of your day or evening, and always, always remember to live an empowered life. I'll catch you again in the next one. Bye!